This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, where your calls and thoughts are welcome. Whether you want to carry on with what we've been discussing or change the subject entirely, it's up to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to call in. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And we have an alternative story to this coming up that is calling the BBC transphobic. Over this article that they have run. And for those who haven't been listening, the article here describes in detail, well, not in detail, this massive social pressure. They haven't explicitly identified any trans women who said anything like, you have to be willing to date me or you're transphobic.
I think there was just that last one.
Was the trans woman who didn't respect the fact that the lesbian was too drunk to have consented.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah,
that's the only one that we've heard of. And
that's seriously messed up in its own right.
Yeah.
But as far as I'm aware, I don't recall that person saying, oh, well, you have to be willing to.
I think she said that she was blackmailing her, if I remember correctly.
It's not impossible,
but
I don't think the article is transphobic. I think it raises a serious issue that people in the trans community need to actually deal with, because this social pressure is evidently very real. But let's go to the phones. We have Bad Slave calling from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Aria. Hi, Nikki. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to say that in my, you know, and you can confirm this or not, you know, Aria, but it occurs to me that all the interactions that I see
trans women?
People, yeah, women, mostly women. I don't think the men are this way because they're originally feminine in a sense, I guess. The ones who transition from men to women, you know, I mean, even the panel discussion with Ben Shapiro and that football player trans person.
I don't know who you're talking about.
You caught that one? Oh, okay, never mind.
No, I mean, so what's your opinion on this?
Well, my opinion is that trans people are naturally somehow, you know, more likely to be just not fun people, not great people, not, you know, the...
I think I'm probably one of an extremely fun person.
Well, I would consider you definitely, you know, on the other side of that, as you say. But I think that, you know, and you may have more contacts with, they have higher expectations than what just normal people have.
I don't think they have higher expectations. They have unrealistic expectations. Like, I know a fair number of trans women. I was walking down the streets of Keene back when I was running for sheriff, and I happened across someone who recognized me. They stopped and they introduced me to, quote, a trans woman friend of theirs who had a full-on 5 o'clock shadow, shaved head, something like 280 pounds, and I walked away from the situation as fast as I could, because there was no way I could bring myself to call this person a she. And
yeah.
I know what the trans community would say about this, because I would have called this person he if I had used the pronoun. They're like, well, you're just making their gender dysphoria worse by calling them he. No, that beard is making the gender dysphoria worse. If you want to be treated like a woman, if you want to feel like a woman, do something to achieve that.
Yeah.
Don't expect other people to put in the work for you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I actually, you know, watch Blair White's podcasts, and man, she's done a great job getting herself looking like a woman, and you know, that counts. And I've complimented.
I don't know anything about Blair White, but I mean,
really?
No,
that's interesting.
Why would I? I don't care what other talking heads have to say.
She's a popular YouTuber.
Yeah, I don't care what she has to say. But, I mean, sure, plastic surgery is not very expensive. I have a vocal surgery consultation coming up next month. It's just something that, you know, I hadn't really felt the urgent need to do. Yeah. But now I'm like, look, if I'm really going to be talking for a living, I would want my voice to more accurately reflect how I'm trying to appear. And, you know, there's some facial reconstruction, not facial reconstruction, but there's some facial cosmetic surgery and stuff like that in the works. But that's just a matter of plastic surgery. And I agree, you know, those things are good. It makes it easier for people. But if someone is just willing to put in the effort, I'm willing to work with them.
Right.
But if they're not willing to put in the effort, I don't require them to have any sort of plastic surgery or vocal feminization surgery. And I know one person who just started transitioning and... I'm going with there at this point. They're super excited about vocal training and all of this stuff. Having tried that crap for years, it's completely ineffective. So I don't blame people for their voices. I don't blame them for having, you know, prominent brow bones or a deep voice or square shoulders. All of that stuff's beyond their control.
But you could at least shave, maybe.
Yeah, but you could at least shave the beard. I mean, that's the position I'm coming from with it. And if they're willing to meet me halfway, because gender norms, they are a thing. That's the whole reason that gender and sex are differentiated in modern society. I get it. Okay. Your sex is male, but your gender is female because you identify as a female. Fine. Whatever. But if you want me to respect that, then do the things that the gender that we know to be female in our heads is going to correspond for me so that I don't have to put in the work that you're willing to refuse to put in. That's how I feel about it. As long as people will meet me halfway, and thank you so much for the call tonight, Basslave. As long as people are willing to meet me halfway with some level of effort, then I will put in the effort to address them how they want to be addressed.
Yeah.
But if they're not willing to even meet me halfway, if they just want to sit there in men's clothes with a beard and a shaved head and be like, no, I want you to call me female.
Well,
sorry.
And to me, like, that's a little weird. Like, nothing really confuses me about trans people, but it does confuse me when someone wants to be called her, she, but looks like a man and dresses like a man and has a beard and a shaved head. Like, you would expect that person to identify as a man, but for some reason, using feminine pronouns, to me, that makes absolutely no sense.
It doesn't make sense to me either.
I mean, do whatever you want to do, but you can't be really upset when people are misgendering you, you know?
But the trans community would say that I'm being transphobic by even having these positions, and I disagree entirely. I care about that person who I encountered on the street. I care about their mental health, so much so that I want them to actually do something that is causing them to experience gender dysphoria. Instead of having me do something, instead of having me put a Band-Aid on it, let's get this person to actually take some steps so that they feel the way that they identify, so that they look the way they identify. Let's actually address the gender dysphoria instead of pretending like it's not there. Because me calling this person her or she wasn't going to help at all. But shaving that beard probably would be a good place to start. So this article goes on, while welcomed by some in the LGBTQ community. Oh, I skipped this part. So they threatened, they keep saying they here, but it's editor's notes, and I'm assuming the actual speaker wrote she. She threatened to out me as a TERF and risk my job if I refused to sleep with them. Oh, no, we did get into that. They used
that's the one that
force.
I was remembering.
Yes, they used physical force when I changed my mind upon seeing them and raped me. Angela's report was described as transphobic by others.
And it's so frustrating because if a cis male did that to somebody, the LGBT community would be all over it. They would be crucifying him. But if a trans woman does it, like, it's somehow okay, and then she's transphobic for getting raped, like, that makes absolutely no sense.
It makes none at all. And it's all always okay to withdraw consent. You don't have to give a reason. If someone gets undressed and you're about to have sex with them, it is always 100% okay to say, you know what, no, I don't want to do this anymore. And if it doesn't end there, then it's rape. So that's, it's not transphobia to call that rape.
Yeah.
It's immoral. It's evil to act like that's anything but rape.
And that shouldn't have to be spelled out.
It's free talk.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 303-283-6160 if you'd like to join us, weigh in on the topic at hand, or change the subject, talk about whatever you want. That's 603-283-6160, which tonight it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And last year we told you about Intercoin, which can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now, Intercoin.org has launched worldwide, so if there's a token you want to launch or an app you want to build, go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team there will get in touch with you to learn about your needs. And while you're there, if you want, get some of the Intercoin investor tokens for yourself. That's Intercoin.org, Intercoin.org. Let's go to the phones. We have Kadu calling. Kadu, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I've been suffering from a serious case of genital confusion. And
I sort of am, too, after this article.
Just to help aid in my healing process, can I ask?
MRN.FM.
You can't say that. Sorry, I got to drop your call there. A little bit too vulgar there, Kadu, but we do have a dump button, so luckily that went into effect. Anyway, we have Dave calling from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, caught me off guard there. I thought he was going to go for at least 20 seconds.
Yeah, I was a bit surprised as well. I mean, it's not the question that we necessarily have to object to, but the terminology used.
Yeah, radio rules.
Yeah. That's a good question for Freer Talk Live. We don't have one currently scheduled, but that's a good question for Freer Talk Live, not the radio show. So what's on your mind tonight, Dave?
I had an epiphany the other day about 9 months late. Thinking about that, our Pearl Harbor, the 316, the raid on you, your studio, and so many Bitcoiners around New Hampshire.
Yeah.
By the feds. I think we learned something important from that and from the aftermath from it that hasn't been discussed much yet.
Is that we should have gone to Japan on March the 15th?
Maybe, but that's one thing. Maybe, but there used to be this sort of I think of it as sort of an Eric Voorhees or Adam Kokesh approach, where like, this free state project thing is really interesting. We're really interested in moving to Oh, what's that thing over there? It's a shiny Bitcoin! And they just sort of, Adam didn't cancel any plans, but I think they both kind of had this idea that that's the key to getting our freedom is Bitcoin and the monetary freedom and so forth. And I think what we learned on 316 was that the Bitcoin community, although the Bitcoin itself is great, I love it, and I love those guys, but the Bitcoin community actually was not useful at all, defending you guys when you were arrested. And I
well, certainly not.
So
there's
much more.
There's a huge rift in the Bitcoin community between the Bitcoin community and the libertarian Bitcoin community. We're motivated by philosophical reasons. The Bitcoin community, they just want to make money. They don't care about the philosophical reasons behind Bitcoin or destroying the Fed or decentralizing the currency or freeing people so their lives aren't being destroyed by inflation. They don't care about any of that. They just care about making money.
The libertarian faction of the Bitcoin community also did not impress me. There was hardly any coverage at all in the Bitcoin press, which is widespread as a lot of Bitcoin press now. CoinDesk is the only, and maybe a couple others, were the only ones that did good reports at all. I envisioned in 2017 that the Bitcoin community, and I think I was part of this, the Bitcoin community could rise up together when members of, at least some of them could rise up when some of them were targeted, and they just didn't, not even in the form of telling people that it happened.
Well, I don't know that I agree. I can't Google everything that's going on. I know that The Verge wrote a really lengthy and fair article. It almost seemed like we converted the to our philosophical understanding of cryptocurrency and the reasons that we believe in it as a valuable tool for securing liberty.
He's another one of the exceptions like CoinDesk was.
I mean, Bitcoin.com also wrote an article about us. I mean, it's
good,
hard to get bigger covers than Bitcoin.com.
Most of them just ignored it, and what happened was...
Who is most of them?
I don't know. I just could never. I could hardly ever find any articles about it in the Bitcoin.
Well, you said CoinDesk covered it. Bitcoin.com covered it. Yeah. The Verge covered it.
There's dozens and dozens of outlets, and the coverage.
But you can't name one of them,
actually. Of the other crypto outlets, well, I stopped reading them once I noticed they weren't doing what I thought would be helpful for us. So I've kind of forgotten but there are dozens of them out there, and I went through them carefully in April to see which of them had bothered to cover this event. But the positive side of this is that the Free Staters, I feel like, have come through to a large extent, and it's a vindication of the idea of gathering in one physical location. Where you can provide some degree of logistical support to one another when an event of this type happens. If this hammer had fallen on cryptocurrency people somewhere else, and having only the Bitcoin community to fall back on, it would have been much more of a disaster than it was for you guys. It feels like to me. I don't know.
Yeah, Dave, I actually totally agree with you with that, because like right after the raid happened, watching this community come together, especially like the people directly in Keene and like southern New Hampshire.
Oh, Keene came together the day
of
the raid.
Literally like, yeah, seconds after. I mean, we had people on the street filming, so.
Chris Wade was on the street, you know, right in front of the raid 10 minutes into it. So,
yeah. So, you know.
Just one, yeah.
Yeah, the sirens went off, you know, the alert went out, and he was there within minutes. So being in a community, like watching everybody, and even the advocism that you did, Dave, was really awesome with the Bitcoin Gandhi stuff. But watching everybody come together, I mean, we had people coming here fixing the windows that were smashed. You know, people were helping Bonnie with things, was that stuff that she needed. It was just, like, really heartwarming to see, like, wow, this is a community that cares. So I do hear you with what you're saying there, Dave.
So that's why we needed this in addition to a new currency.
That's why we needed the raid?
Well, the Free State Project.
Okay. Just wanted to be clear. I mean, absolutely, the Free State Project is important. Getting more people to New Hampshire. I'm just going to quote something I said to the Verge article author here, and I'm just quoting something I said elsewhere, and that's, to be honest, one Free Stater on the jury is going to hang the jury, and it's going to cause a mistrial, at the very least. That's assuming the Free Stater doesn't win them over. And there's something like 5,000 Free Staters in New Hampshire now. So having a bunch of liberty-minded people in one geographic area is definitely a good idea. If there were 20,000 Free Staters here,
yeah,
it would be even better. But even with just the 5,000, we've gotten something like 40 Liberty Free State reps in the State House, so we've got this constitutional amendment coming forward that would hopefully allow the United States to leave New Hampshire alone. I mean, it would allow New Hampshire to secede peaceably from the United States. So the Free State Project has been massively successful, and more people are coming here every day. We hope more people continue to come here every day. I don't think it was, you know, the Crypto 6 or the March 16th raise that caused any of this. I tend to think COVID had a lot more to do with it. And the only reason we aren't seeing more people is because properties just aren't for sale here in New Hampshire. It's a great place to be.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Attorney General Merrick Garland spent the better part of his Wednesday getting grilled by Republicans over immigration caravans and his memo over threats of violence at school board meetings.
All it asks is for federal law enforcement to consult with, meet with local law enforcement to assess the circumstances, to strategize about what may or may not be necessary.
The White House COVID response team held a briefing on Wednesday. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky gives tips for how parents and adults can keep children safe while they are unvaccinated.
As we anticipate authorization for vaccines for children, I want to emphasize ways we can continue to protect our children today. Surrounding our children with people who are vaccinated helps protect them against COVID-19.
USA Radio News. Democrats appear to be closer on a reconciliation bill.
Senate Democrats have unveiled a plan to tax billionaires as a way to help pay for President Biden's social spending plan. Senate Finance Committee Chair Ron Wyden, the Democrat from Oregon, called the proposal a way to consistently tax billionaires who typically avoid paying annual income taxes. Many Republicans, which have given zero support for the bill, says the American consumers will end up paying for the extensive spending bill. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
All options are on the table. That's what the DA in Santa Fe, New Mexico is saying when asked whether Alec Baldwin would be charged in the deadly New Mexico movie set shooting.
If the facts and evidence and law support charges, then I will initiate prosecution at that time.
Santa Fe County Sheriff Udon Mendoza saying officers have interviewed Baldwin, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who was the person in charge of the weapons on the set, and the assistant director. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Where you can call in and talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And be warned, if you want to discuss the topic ahead, you have to choose your wording very carefully. We've been making it a point to do that all night because, obviously, the FCC has rules, and we have to abide by those in order to stay on radio stations. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And this article goes on. Trans YouTuber Rose of Dawn, evidently that's her channel name, has discussed this issue that we've been talking about, which is where lesbian women feel like they're being pressured. Sometimes they are legit being pressured by trans individuals, but they just feel a sense of pressure to accept trans women sexually as women. This is something I've seen happen in real life to friends of mine. This was happening before I started my channel, and it was one of the things that spurred it on, said Rose. What's happening is women who are attracted to biological females and female parts are finding themselves put in very awkward positions where if, for example, on a dating website, a trans woman approaches them and they say, "Sorry, I'm not into trans women," then they are labeled as transphobic. Now, just imagine. Substitute transphobic and trans women with any other demographic, and it will be obvious how absurd this is. If a man approached her and said, and she says, "Sorry, I'm not into men," should they be labeled as misandrists for that? Obviously not. She just has a sexual orientation.
And one of the messed up things, the article still hasn't gotten into it, is how they're characterizing this as just a matter of preference. Well, she just prefers this. No, this is her sexual orientation. That's not a choice. It's not a preference. It's her orientation. And for years, we've been told to respect that suddenly because it's inconvenient to the trans community. They're being pressured into not accepting that. And by and large, it does seem to be very rare for a trans woman to try to play this card. Well, you have to do this or you're transphobic. Evidently, it does happen. I'm not saying it doesn't. But the majority of this just seems to be a social pressure from just the LGBTQ left as a whole. Rose made this video in response to a series of tweets by trans athlete Veronica Ivy, then known as Rachel McKinnon, who wrote about hypothetical scenarios where trans people are rejected and argued that, quote, genital preferences are transphobic. Again,
like how, though? I don't even understand how these people are defending this position.
Because to them, saying that you're not interested in being with a trans woman is just flat-out transphobic.
I can get behind, okay, trans women are women. I can get behind that, absolutely. But if they have different body parts that lesbians might not like...
Yes, it's not a preference, it's an orientation.
Yes.
I find the use of preferences here to be really undermining of the lesbian and gay communities. Because they're not preferences. I can't get into the tweets that they talk about because they're really vulgar and not important, but they do cite some tweets. And Rose believes these views, which are the views that we've been talking about just now, where having a preference makes one transphobic, are incredibly toxic. She believes the idea that dating preferences are transphobic is being pushed by radical trans activists and their, quote, self-proclaimed allies, who have extreme views who don't reflect the views of trans women she knows in real life. Yeah, that's sort of my take on it as well. Yes. I don't know any trans women who would say this. Certainly from my own friends group, the trans women I'm friends with, almost all of them agree lesbians are free to exclude trans women from their dating pool. I can't believe that's even a remotely controversial statement in any segment of the population. However, she believes even trans people are afraid to talk openly about this for fear of abuse, for fear of being cannibalized by the very community that they're part of by definition.
Well, I mean, that happens to you all the time, Aria. I feel like every day on Facebook, I'm seeing somebody calling you transphobic or, you know, some other name.
It does happen a lot. I mean, they're cannibals, and I stepped outside the narrow little box that they think. Imagine that. You want to open up sexuality and gender and identity and allow people to be whatever they want to be, express themselves however they want, as long as they fit inside your stupid little box.
Right.
And if they step outside that box, then they're too much of an individual. They're exploring themselves and their identities too much, and they have to be crucified in the same degree, or worse, as this other lesbian talked about earlier, than Hitler. When that, for those who weren't listening,
so
then,
crazy.
This lesbian, because she refused to date a trans woman, was told that, you know, if I was in a room with you and Hitler, I would strangle you, not Hitler.
That's like, oh my gosh. And I might be misunderstood here, but I would assume that bisexual people would mainly date trans women and not lesbians. But I mean, obviously it's up to people to like decide what they're identifying as.
That's sort of how I feel about it. If someone is interested in dating me or having any sort of relationship with me, then they have to be bisexual.
That would make sense to me.
Or pansexual, which is basically the same thing.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't expect a heterosexual male to be interested in a relationship with me, and I wouldn't expect a lesbian to be interested in a relationship with me. Instead, I have this huge pool of people to operate from who are bisexual and pansexual, because whether or not people admit it or realize it, bisexuality and pansexuality, they're far more
majority,
common than heterosexual men and lesbian women. It's what I'm trying to say. The trans activist side is incredibly rabid against people who they see as stepping out of line. I might have to ask my handler for permission to check out this person's YouTube channel because she sounds like someone I would agree with and, you know, actually want to listen to. Debbie Hayden, a science teacher who transitioned in 2012 and writes about trans issues, worries some people transition without realizing how hard it will be to form relationships. And this is a good point. Although there is currently very little data on the sexual orientation of trans women, she believes most are female attracted because they are biologically male, and most males are attracted to women. The vast majority of trans women that I know are attracted to men. I think I'm one of the outliers in that I prefer women. So when trans women are trying to find partners, when lesbian women say, we want women, and heterosexual women say they want a heterosexual man, that leaves trans women isolated from relationships and possibly feeling very let down by society, angry and upset, and feeling that the world is out to get them, she said.
Does it, though? Because as we just kind of said, most people probably fall into the bisexual, pansexual pool.
Yeah, but
I mean, I guess, like, location matters. So, like, for example, if you're in rural Mississippi, you probably don't have too many, you know, gay people or, you know, open bisexual people or so.
That's certainly true. I mean, there's plenty of men out there who are bisexual but wouldn't want to be seen publicly dating a trans woman. Those people are just cowards. I wouldn't want to date someone like that in the first place.
Yeah.
I don't want to have anything to do with someone who's like, hey, yeah, look, I'm interested in you, but we got to keep it quiet. I can't let my cousin know or my brother know or my family know that. Okay, then there's nothing for them to know. Get out of my life and never speak to me again, because out of all of the things I don't have time for, cowardice is at the bottom of that list. Debbie thinks it's fine if a lesbian woman does not want to date a trans woman. I would tend to agree, and I can't believe that even has to be argued. But Debbie is concerned some are being pressured to do so, and I agree that's also concerning me. The way that shaming is used is just horrific. It's emotional manipulation and warfare that is going on. These women who want to form relationships with other biological women are feeling bad about that. How did we get here? And this article is going to continue talking about how exactly we got to this point. But we can't deny, as a community, as the LGBTQ community, we can't deny that this is very clearly happening enough that we're not even halfway through this article. That's how bad this has actually gotten, and no one's really talking about it. And the people who do talk about it, like myself, are called transphobic for having these common sense positions on it. What are your thoughts? Weigh in, 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where you can weigh in with your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And we're talking about this serious issue that it's difficult to even talk about because I just know that someone out there is going to hear this show and is going to immediately write me off as transphobic. Because this happened when I ran for sheriff a lot, too, where when I did the Reddit AMA, a lot of people are just saying, oh, well, surprise, Aria is also transphobic. And I'm just sitting here as a trans person who's just trying to be reasonable, being called transphobic. It's absolutely bizarre. And that's the culture that has been cultivated here, where lesbians feel like if they aren't interested in dating a trans woman, then they're going to be called transphobic. And sadly, they are concerned about that because that could very well happen.
Honestly, I feel like 10 years ago, this wouldn't be happening. Like, 10 years ago, it'd be like, oh yeah, lesbians generally don't go after trans women. Like, that makes sense.
It still makes sense to me.
Yeah. But we wouldn't be having, like, seeing articles like this, or there wouldn't be that societal pressure, that social pressure on lesbians to have to entertain being in a relationship with a trans woman that they're not actually sexually attracted to.
Absolutely. Something has changed within the last decade or so. But to be clear, they have not pointed to very many specific examples of trans women who personally exploited this and manipulated people directly into having some sort of relationship with them. Most of it has just been this sort of social pressure, which we see a lot of in regards to, like, heterosexual men saying, oh, no, I'm not dating a trans woman, and the LGBTQ community just flips out and goes, oh, you're transphobic. It's like, no, he just has an orientation, and that's okay. They call it a preference, but I'm trying to break that because an orientation is one thing. Look, I'm pansexual, which means I don't generally take gender or sex into account when choosing partners. I do want to choose in relationships because I prefer women for relationships and things like that. That's a preference. Open to both, but I prefer one. Asking, okay, well, do you want to go to the grocery store or do you want to go to prison? asking, do you want to do this thing that you want to do, or do you want to do this thing that you don't want to do? That's not a preference. That's a matter of consent.
Yeah.
And this framing sexual orientation as a preference is just a way of masking the fact that what they're talking about here is your orientation is irrelevant. And it's okay for people to rape you if they don't fall in line with your orientation.
And not only is this issue harmful to the lesbians that are facing it, but it's also harmful to the trans people, I would argue, as well.
Yeah, because most people assume I'm just one of these crazy trans people who's going to flip out and start throwing stuff in GameStop, but I'm not. I'm the type of trans woman who went to GameStop and made a spoof video of that with the GameStop employees.
Yeah.
And I called it Macho Mem Tranny Savage Flips Out. It was great. A lot of fun to do. But the staff there was in on it. They didn't know it was coming because that was sort of ruined it. But as soon as I started, they knew what was going on, and it was a lot of fun. But, yeah, most people just assume, oh, I got to tiptoe and be careful, and I don't know what to do. Like, when I started the job that I just sort of still work at, but only barely, the on-duty manager asked me, like, look, I don't know how to ask this, so is the name that we're going to be paying you the name that we're going to be calling you? And I'm like, look, I have enough problems in my life where I don't care what name you put on the paycheck. I care more about the fact that you're going to pay me than what name you're going to put on it. But a lot of trans people are like, no, that's an offensive question. How dare you ask that? Like, how sheltered are you people if your employer asking what name should we put on your paycheck is an offensive question?
And I would feel comfortable having to exist in life, having people walk around on eggshells around me and being afraid to ask me questions. And, I mean, that just sucks.
It does. I was at a Dollar Tree here. I don't remember what I was doing there because I haven't been to Dollar Tree in like 2 years. But I was there for some reason, and some little kid asked her mom, is that a man or a woman? And the mother goes, shh. Don't ask those sorts of questions. I'm like, why are you silencing this child's curiosity? This is a perfect opportunity for you to explain to your child the great varieties of human beings that exist in the world. Instead, you're like, no, curiosity, bad. You can't ask that question.
Yeah.
No, I would be happy to answer your child's question if you just direct your child. Say, hey, I don't know. Ask them. And I would have been happy to answer.
Yeah, but nowadays you'll never know if you could have been one of the crazy people and flipped out at the kids. So it's like, it's bad that it has to be that way.
So Stonewall is the largest LGBT organization in the United Kingdom and Europe. The author asked the charity about these issues, but it was unable to provide anyone for an interview. However, in a statement, Chief Executive Nancy Kelly likened not wanting to date trans people to not wanting to date people of color, fat people, or disabled people. And I just have to, I'm not going to weigh in on whether or not wanting to date a black person or not wanting to date a black person is racism. I'm not weighing in on that one. I'm going to address the fat people and the disabled people thing. Because, I wouldn't date either of those either. Because, for one, I'm not attracted to fat people. And nothing is going to change that. So I don't see that as being a problem. That's not a preference. That's a reality. A preference would be, well, would you rather have a skinny girl or a skinny guy? That's a preference for me as someone who's pansexual. But a skinny person versus a fat person isn't a preference. It's a, do you want to do a thing that you do want to do, or do you want to be forced to do a thing that you don't want to do? Which, as we've said, is a matter of consent, not a matter of preference. She said, sexuality is personal and something which is unique to each of us. Well, unless your sexuality prohibits you from having sex with people of color, fat people, or disabled people, or trans people, then it's not personal. Then it's transphobia, or racism, or fat phobia, or ableism, I guess. And I wouldn't necessarily have a problem with dating a disabled person. It would be, what kind of disability? Are we talking like a quadriplegic here? Because, no, I don't think I could do that because I'm just a very energetic person. But, like, a blind person or a deaf person? A deaf person? Sure.
Yeah.
There is no right way to be a lesbian, and only we can know who we're attracted to. Nobody should ever be pressured into dating or pressured into dating people they aren't attracted to. But if you find that when dating, you are writing off entire groups of people, like people of color, fat people, disabled people, or trans people, then it's worth considering how societal prejudices may have shaped your attractions.
I don't think so.
I don't either, and I'm generally of the impression that lesbians, gay, bisexual people, trans people are born that way and not having their orientations shaped by societal prejudices, because for the last 30 years, the LGBTQ community has spent their time telling me that people are just born with their sexual orientations and that they're not just being shaped by societal prejudices. But now, in the name of making sure that trans women are treated like they're just totally normal hetero cisgender women, all of that's getting thrown out the window. We know prejudice is still common in the LGBTQ community, and it's important that we talk about that openly and honestly. So Stonewall was founded in 1989 by people opposed to what was known as Section 28, which was legislation which stopped councils and schools from, quote, promoting homosexuality. The organization changed in 2015 and announced that it would campaign for trans equality. So a new group, LGB Alliance, has been formed partly in response to the change of focus by people who believe the interests of LGB people are being left behind. And I have to say, I've said LGBT so many times in my life that I have to stop myself from saying LGBT when I say LGB. But I totally get why that's a thing. And if they want to exclude trans people from their alliance, I'm fine with that. Because lesbian, being gay, lesbian, or bisexual, those are matters of sexual orientation, whereas trans is a matter of sexual identity. I get why they're commonly looped in together, but they're not exactly, or gender identity, they're not exactly the same thing. So moving on, the LGB Alliance says it is particularly concerned about younger and therefore more vulnerable lesbians being pressured into relationships with trans women. It's very disturbing that you find people saying, it doesn't happen, nobody pressures anyone to go to bed with anyone else, but we know that this isn't the case. We know a minority of trans women do pressure lesbians to go out with them, and it's a very disturbing phenomenon. But again, it's mostly social pressure from everything this article has said. There's probably some minority of trans women who are individually exerting pressure, but the vast majority of it is just a sort of toxic, aggressive, ravenous, cannibalistic culture that the trans community has created, that the LGBTQ plus community has created on behalf of trans women. And that's the issue. When we come back, we're going to talk about the other side of this story, because someone else is arguing that everything we've been saying, agreeing with these people, is transphobic. It's Free Talk Live.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.